All right, Marcel Pertut, the Sports Inquirer, here with Georgia State volleyball coach Sally Polhamis. And we are going to begin with discussing last week's matches. You had your Arkansas State contest, a home match, on Friday, November 7th, and unfortunately the Panthers dropped 3-1. What are some things you kind of took from that match that you used for the match the next day, which you actually won?
We had a great first set against Arkansas State, and it went into extra points. It was a great battle, and then came back and won the second set in extra points. So that was really good for us to finish in that second set. Now, after the break in the third set, we came out and just Arkansas State, we just weren't able to get into our offense. They served very aggressive. And so the tempo of their offense really overcame us. And so I thought we came out strong in the first two sets, but we weren't able to follow through and make the adjustments we needed to against a strong team like Arkansas State. It was nice to see Louisiana Monroe come out and We won the first two sets, and it was a battle in that third set. I would say that we did not have great contributions from all of our players, and that's what we need to be successful, is for our outsides to score 4 points a set, and our middles and our right side. And so we really leaned on Eliza and Dee Dee and Kita on that. So our two middles on one of our outsides. And they did a nice job of carrying us through the match. But it was a great time for us to see that total team impact is what we need.
Right. And on that, you mentioned the Louisiana Monroe match that you went 3-1 on Saturday, November 8th. You mentioned Deidre Bohannon, who had another strong performance, 23 kills and a career-high 21 digs, her 10th double-double. Discuss what her contributions have been to the team, and she's putting herself in to be an all-conference player by the end of this season, but discuss her contributions to the team this year.
Her growth as a six-rotation player has been impressive. Just her serve-receive alone, she takes the majority of our serve-receive balls. So we talk about ball control, so controlling a dig or a serve-receive ball. She's in the top four on our team in digs per set. So not only do you see the great numbers from her in the hitting side of it, the ball control and defense, she is carrying a large load also. So she has become a very good all-around player. Against the Monroe match, that was one of her best career highs as far as number of kills and hitting percentage. She's going to get the attempts, but for her to have a high hitting percentage, she's really learned how to place the ball when it's not a good hitting opportunity. And that's what drives up your hitting percentage, is not making those unforced errors. And so she's definitely grown as a player and as a leader on this team.
Yeah, and elaborate on that further, how important that we look at the offense plays, like outside hitters and even less on the middle side, but we look at the offensive stats as far as kills and attacks and things like that. But talk about the defensive side of it as well, and how that's really undervalued by people maybe just looking at it and seeing the tall players just hitting towards the net. How important is it to have like a two-way player that can also receive, serves, and defend?
Oh, it's great because one, she provides consistency. Having consistent players in the lineup all six rotations is very important. So Natalia is a six rotation player, Deidre is a six rotation player, Gabby is a 5.5 rotation player, being the libero. And so that's really it. Everyone else comes out of the game, and so that consistency is really our foundation. And what she brings in communication and support as people sub in and out of the game is very important. Then you look at her playing six rotations, her back row attack, and also the serving weapon that she has. So defensively, it makes us stable. Our defense has consistently gotten better throughout the year. Teams were hitting over 200 on us. Now we're getting their hitting percentage down to the 190s, 180s. So for us to continue to develop, we've got to be a better defensive team, and that starts with people like Dee Dee.
Good. And also, you had eight aces in the match as well. That's a pretty high amount. How does that help as far as not only with the offense, but just setting up your entire game plan?
Well, the service line, it's interesting because we talk a lot of times, is it an offensive weapon or a defensive weapon? And, you know, for our mindset, we look at it as that is an offensive opportunity, that you go back and attack their serve receive. And then that, how aggressive you are, then sets up our defense. So if you're an easy server, then we have to defend three players on the other side of the net. If you're a aggressive server, then we can go down and defend, you know, one attacker on the other side of the net. So that aggressiveness in the serve is such a huge part in our defense.
Okay, good. Now you're in the midst of the postseason push. I believe you have 4 matches left, and top 8 teams make it. I think right now, at time recording this, you are 6th. How is the team handling that pressure of there's only a handful of matches left, and this is a big, there's a top 3 or 4, and then you're grouped in with some others. How are they handling that push to make the Sun Belt tournament?
We're really looking every day to get better. And so it's not necessarily the opponent that we have across the net from us or what this match means, is that we want to play our best volleyball that day. And then at the end, if it's good enough, then we'll get into the tournament. And if it's not, then, you know, we got to continue to work and grow and develop. But as far as our mentality, it's an aggressive mentality. We want today's practice to be the best practice. We want tomorrow's practice to even be better. And so if we have that aggressive mentality in everything we do, then the W's will come.
Okay, and lastly, previewing the matches coming up, you have Texas State on Friday, November 14th, and Texas Arlington on Sunday, November 16th. So a road trip heading almost halfway across the country. What challenges does that present on the court as far as the opponents and then even off the court as well?
This is another, well, first of all, these are, you know, you're talking about the number 2 and number 3 teams in the conference. And so it's a great weekend to prepare for the conference tournament. The conference tournament's at Texas State. And so, you know, being able to play on their home court before the tournament is a great opportunity. But for us, we play very well at home. And the next step for our growth is to bring the same caliber of play from home to an away match and take care of business on the road. And so this is a great opportunity. We played very well against both Texas State and Arlington, beating Texas State and taking Arlington to 5 at home. So now it's taking that next step in the growth of our program.